everybody. Hope you're ready to hear from the most organic guy around. Here he is, landscape architect, arborist, author, columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. It's time to talk gardening. This is Dirt Doctor Radio, and we talk organic gardening and landscaping and farming and ranching to a degree. Delighted to be with you. The telephone number to be on the show, if you'd like to have a chat, to ask a question, give me a tip, whatever is on your mind, the telephone number is one number from anywhere in the country, in the world, I guess, 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. It's June, time for that second major fertilization of the year, so we're going to talk about that as well as some other in Howard's garden kinds of things. It's time for the second fertilization. If you do more than one, those of you that have been organic for some time may only do one dry fertilizer application a year. If you're really trying to push a lot of new things along, like I always am, new plants, new experiments, and things like that, two applications are probably in order. Three for people just getting started and want to have really good production the first year. One of the big misconceptions about the organic program, and I ran into it at the event that I just was in Oregon, is that organic techniques and programs take longer, and you have to be patient, and you don't have good production the first year or two. And all that's nonsense if you know how to do it correctly. And that's what we try to talk about here and pass on to people about what exactly to do. If you don't have time to call in and ask questions about things that you're not completely sure of, all the details are covered on our website on dirtdoctor.com. For new listeners and new people to the website is very deep. There's a lot of information there on the homepage. The big visuals at the top of the page that change when you first go there go to some of the major parts of the website, including the online course, the TORC course, Texas Organic Research Center's Natural Organic Certification course. But below that, there's a lot of words. All those words are buttons. Those buttons take you to different areas of the website. The one that's the biggest area is, and where you need to go if you're looking for the answer to a question in a whole lot of cases, it takes you to the library. And the library is arranged in an alphabetical order. There's a little search box up at the top of the page. You click on it, and it is really good about taking you where you want to go. But everything's listed in alphabetical order, and hopefully you can find what you're looking for there. If not, let us know. We're always adding to the library and refining it. Some of the newsletters I do, I take advantage of updating some of the things on the library with what we put in the newsletters that we do. The current one is about a ground cover. It's a ground cover and a weed. Some people consider it a weed. Probably more people consider it a weed than a ground cover, but it's creeping Charlie or gill ivy or ground ivy. And if you don't get the newsletter, just take a look at the list on the homepage over there on the right-hand side. Those words cover the newest things that have gone on the website, and the newsletter going into the archives will show up there, as will all the other newsletters that we've done. So if you don't take the newsletter yet, you can see the past ones there. If you want to get the one that we send out free every week, just sign up right there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Well, I'll tell you about my little trip that I took in some detail because there were some interesting things, but we need to catch up on a few things first. First of all, the SPCA, and that's a trip I did. I went to the SPCA here in Dallas, the new one that's just west of downtown Dallas, and very impressed with the personnel down there. The facilities are just great. The dogs really have a great place to be for a while. We don't want them to stay there too long. We want to find permanent homes for the dogs and the cats. They got a great cat program I want to tell you about, too. But from last week, Della Star, or maybe a couple of weeks, Della Star is still waiting for a home. She's really pretty, black and white. All these dogs' pictures are on our website as well under the SPCA button. It's right there on that home page again. But Della Star still needs a home. This week it's Peaches. Peaches is a beautiful tiger-marked three-year-old female terrier mix. 25 pounds, really good size. A little shy, a little timid, but she's really coming around. It says that they gave her a bath the other day. One of the great volunteers that they have down there gave her a bath, and she loved it. The only thing is she jumped up in his lap or her lap after it was over with, and it was kind of an interesting little event, but she really enjoyed and was kind of prancy after getting a bath. So check her out. Those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, check out Peaches at the SPCA, and those of you around the country, support your rescue organizations. Wherever you are, there will be several of them, and it's a great place, great way to get a new pet. I was at the Mother Earth News event in Oregon, where I've been for a few days. This past weekend was there, and we're going to be doing some more with Mother Earth News. I'm very impressed with them. They draw a great crowds from all over the country. They've set up these fairs so that they can take their magazines, and they have several of them, not just Mother Earth News, but take their magazine information on the road so people can actually meet face-to-face and talk and hear lectures and presentations by a lot of people. And it ranges from livestock production down to making cheeses at home and everything in between. A lot of organic gardening and farming information. Of course, that was my area, what I was speaking on, but there's a lot of people there. Whenever one comes to your area, I recommend you checking it out. The ones I've got coming up are going to be in Kansas City and Pennsylvania, and I'll let you know about them a little closer to that time, and we'll have the information about the events on our website, on my appearances and that sort of thing. We're probably going to have them and some of their people more involved with us on the radio and the things that we do, and we're going to get more involved with them with their publications, and I'm really looking forward to that. That's already gotten started, actually. Let's see. My tea this morning, Turk's Cap, a little Turk's Cap flowers in there with some, and I thought about this the other day that when I was picking blackberries, that I hadn't done any blackberry leaf tea in a long time. So it's blackberry leaf tea and Turk's Cap and vinegar, apple cider vinegar. Real simple tea and an easy one for you to make. And by the way, most of the berries, strawberries, raspberries, blackberries, most of the berry foliage is excellent in teas. Probably makes a good newsletter for me to do. I probably need to do one on teas in general. I hadn't done that in a long time, and specifically about the blackberry leaves, because now as we get through blackberry and raspberry fruit production, a lot of people may not realize that the foliage has a really good benefit and use as well. We've got some pest issues popping up a little bit in the gardens. One of the main things that people are talking about out there is related to all the tremendous rain that a lot of people have had around the country. We've had a huge amount here in North Texas, Houston, and down south and east of us, the country has had even more rain. And some of the problems that are popping up from that are related to the soil staying a little bit too wet or a lot too wet, anaerobic conditions, in other words. And then disease problems popping up on plants. Some of it's not disease, but looks like disease a little bit. And some of those questions coming in are related to a chlorosis, a lack of trace minerals being able to get into the plants, and a yellowing. A chlorosis means that the leaves turn yellow. Generally, the veins of the leaves stay green. The rest of the leaf turns yellow. That can be caused by a whole lot of things, but the heavy rain and anaerobic conditions in the soil can be one of the causes, and is the cause here. We'll talk about solutions for that and some of the other pests that are popping up. Snails I'm seeing quite a bit. Mosquitoes we need to talk about, and whatever else you'd like to discuss. Telephone number to be with me, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, is 866-444-3478. Website, dirtdoctor.com. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, president of the Texas Organic Research Center. As you probably know, it's a toxic world out there, but we can do something about it. Become knowledgeable consumers and use products that are safe and healthy, such as natural supplements that help protect the body's cells from toxic exposure. One of my favorites is Reg Active with ME3, the only probiotic proven to actually produce glutathione in the body. It's the body's master antioxidant, unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals and exposure to environmental toxins. Glutathione decreases as we age. Reg Active is great for rebuilding it, and I strongly recommend it.
Look for Reg Active at Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold. Revolutionary. Remarkable. Reg Active.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito Dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garajuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garajuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless.
Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We've already got a full board of callers, so let me go through stuff that I wanted to cover real quickly, and then I'll go back and flesh them out a little bit more later after we talk to the people online. But just real quickly, it is time for the second major fertilization of the year, or the first one if you haven't done it. You want to use an organic fertilizer that's a blend, not a high nitrogen fertilizer, and certainly not what some of these characters are recommending, a nitrogen-only fertilizer. That'll make some green growth, but it creates all kinds of problems in the soil and with the plants long-term. Very, very bad recommendation. So one of the blend fertilizers, an alfalfa base fertilizer, tends to be what I favor myself. There are various brand names out there across the country, and also natural meals that can be used. Fish meal, soy meal. You can use whole ground corn meal as a mild fertilizer and help with diseases that might be popping up and those kind of things. The insects I'm seeing a lot are snails. With all the moisture, especially, there's a lot of little bitty snails around. The garlic pepper tea is the first thing I would do. A repellent that'll help drive them away, get them off of plants. The next step would be orange oil, 2 ounces of orange oil per gallon of water or per gallon of garret juice, so you get foliar feeding as well as insect control. And then the third thing would be any of the spinosad products. Spray the insect pests that won't get under control. Putting out beneficial nematodes for fleas. Fleas have been really ramped up this year, and beneficial nematodes are without question the best solution. That will also help you with tick control. Now, the trees, as I mentioned, that are yellow from stress, chlorosis, what you want to do, stop that high nitrogen synthetic fertilizer. That's part of the problem, locking up those trace minerals, keeping them from being available, plus the fact that if the nitrogen fertilizers are still around in the heavy rain areas, they probably were washed and leached away. But what got into the plant did damage because it's not a balanced fertilizer. There's no carbon. That's the biggest problem with those things. So get the compost, earthworm castings, totally organic, 100% organic fertilizers out. By the way, there are a lot of fertilizers out there that are being sold as organic and promoted as organic that have urea in them. I'd shy away from those, too. Those are bridge products. They're better than a high-nitrogen, totally synthetic fertilizer, But if you stay away from the urea and the other synthetic ingredients, you're going to have better success long-term with building that life in the soil and the healthy root systems of your plants. Another thing on snails, I just did a little hand-picking myself. I had some on my Brugmansia, the angel wing, I mean the angel trumpet, and I tossed them into the fish pond and over into beds, and that's an easy way to get rid of them. The ones you can see, you don't necessarily have to spray them. Mosquitoes, long conversation there. Let's hold that off, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. Somebody may be calling about it as well. But to go to the phones, let's talk first this morning. Dawson, Georgia, it's Gail. Hi, Gail.
Hello.
What's up?
I had a question about poison ivy, and also I wanted to identify the plant for the contest.
Tell you what, Gail, hang on a minute. Let me try one other thing. We're getting a big old bad feedback with you, and let's see if I can fix it real quick here. Let's try that.
Okay. Oh, much better.
That's better. All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I wanted to ask about poison ivy. I know you have the herbicide spray you make with the 10% vinegar, and I didn't know if that would work on poison ivy, or is there a different way to get rid of it?
Poison ivy has to be physically removed if there's any substantial amount of it at all. The vinegar sprays and fatty acid sprays will work after the physical removal is done, Gail, and the little plants start to try to grow back, and they're real young, and the vinegar and fatty acid products like Scythe or Burnout or those kind of products will kill the little small tender plants. The big plants won't do anything at all, and the toxic herbicides really won't either. So physical removal is what you have to do first. Hire somebody to do it, you know, if you're strongly allergic to it, and then spray the small shoots as they try to reemerge, which they will do.
Okay. And also I wanted to attempt to identify the plant for the contest.
We don't have a plant. I've really messed up the contest because of being away. The current contest is actually an insect, and it's on I needed to mention that. It's on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. The one that was a plant, that's already been identified.
Oh, okay.
And the free course has already been awarded in that regard. But there, if you want to take a guess on the insect, you brought it up, you can do it. Have you seen it yet?
No. Apparently I was looking at the wrong thing, because there was a button bush is the one I was looking at.
Yeah, that one was identified a couple of weeks ago. I kind of made a confusing mess out of it, but where we are now is identifying an interesting insect that's on dirtdoctor.com.
Okay.
All right.
I'll just try next time.
Okay.
I don't want to take a wild guess.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate
you.
It.
Bye-bye.
And here comes the birds flying in the window. I didn't get through as many as I meant to. I'll get caught up a little bit more with my stuff, and then we'll go back to the phones right after this break. It's 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this. Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on dirtdoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And one thing that I kind of quickly mentioned a minute ago, I need to spell out for you just a little bit. We changed... there's some issues with Instagram where we were putting the photograph that was the contest every week, the contest being identify what's in the picture and you win a course, the Natural Organic Certification course, which is a $195 value. It has 15 chapters I teach. You take the course chapter at a time, have to take the, a test at the end of each chapter, pass 100%, and then at the end of the process there, you get certified by the Texas Organic Research Center in this natural organic technique situation, the program. So we've set up a contest so that people could guess what the photograph was. It's now, instead of down in Instagram, it's up in the on the big button up at the top of the page on DirtDoctor.com. When you go to DirtDoctor.com, the photographs there, which are big buttons, rotate. One of them shows the contest picture, and it is an insect. That's the only clue you get. The other button shows the course information. You click on it, and it tells you all about the Natural Organic Certification course. And then the third button is, well, there's actually two of them about the course, I guess, and then there's a third one. There's a fourth one that's the fire ant control. Those of you that want to see one of the techniques of my fire ant control, that's a video there. So that's how all that works. back to the trees real quick and then to the phones, I promise, on getting rid of this chlorosis situation. And I did a little bit of it myself, playing around with a tree that I'm always trying things and pushing the envelope and trying to grow things that aren't perfectly well adapted. So having one of those plants in my own garden that needed to be tweaked just a little bit, I did the sick tree treatment or portions of it. And that's what I recommend to you if you're having discoloration in your trees, chlorosis or insect or diseases, anything that results from stress coming from the heavy rains or whatever else there is. The sick tree treatments is a procedure. It's not a product. And the first step of the procedure is take the soil off the base of the tree, off the flare. And then the rest of it is to apply the amendments that we use for bed preparation, compost, rock minerals, and sugars. And in our case, in alkaline soils like we have here and exist in a lot of the rest of the country, not all by any means, but in alkaline soils, the green sand is an extremely important part of the puzzle. So putting that out. And then the other thing that's a new product that's out there that will really help speed up the process is this Garrett Juice Tree Tonic product that has a tremendous trace mineral package in it that really helps. So basically the sick tree treatment, adding the tree tonic to that and a little green sand, even if you're in acid soils, will help with this problem of releasing the tied up trace minerals that cause the issue. Joe in Mountain Home, Arkansas. Hello, Joe. Well, hang on, Joe. I'll get the right column here in a minute. Joe, you there?
Yes, I am.
There he is.
Yeah.
What's up?
Sorry. Yeah, I just got...
Oh, me. That sounded like a lost connection.
Oh,
there he is. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay. I planted...
Joe is having trouble with his phone connection. Call us back, Joe. We'll get you on right away. Here's Debbie in Colorado Springs while we're waiting.
Hi.
Hi, Debbie.
I was calling about the Terminix All Clear Mosquito Bait and Kill. I just read about it yesterday in our local newspaper garden section, and I was just about getting ready to make some of those mosquito traps with yeast and a 2-liter bottle, and I even bought some of those black pet bags, you know, for picking up doggy doo to make it black instead of using construction paper. But I'm thinking this could be easy as long as you approve it.
Well, I'm a little confused. This is a Terminix solution?
Yeah, Terminix isn't known for being organic, but the information on their site is the same as they put in the article. And it says that it's proprietary sugar infused with least dose of microencapsulated garlic oil.
So it attracts
to mosquitoes, but safe for pets.
And it attracts mosquitoes and traps them? Is that what it does?
Apparently it's supposed to collapse their population by 90% within 2 or 3 weeks. And it's not supposed to attract any beneficial insects like bees or butterflies when used as directed.
Okay.
But it's targeted only at the mosquitoes.
Well, I'm not familiar with it, Debbie. I'm going to have to look into it and see. It sounds like it would be fine if it's a trap and it's basically using yeast as one of the ways to produce. It probably is producing carbon dioxide somehow, and that creates the attractiveness. And if it attracts and helps to control the mosquitoes, I would have no problem with that at all. But I'll have to look at the details. I have not done that yet, but I appreciate the tip on it.
No. I was planning on making the traps that I read about from my Facebook friends last year. This Terminix product looks like to be a spray that you spray around your property.
Oh, well, don't do that. Okay. I thought you were saying that the trap was...
I wanted to make sure it was safe.
What's in it? What's the active ingredient in the product?
Okay. On its site, it says that it's proprietary sugar bait, but it's a spray, like I said, foliage and surface spray. And they're supposed to be microencapsulated garlic oil that's supposed to, like, make them sick or kill them or something.
I have heard of this that they're doing, and it sounds fine. I haven't tried it myself, But the way it sounds like it would fit into an organic program, and I'm delighted that they're doing something other than recommending spraying toxic materials all over the place. So I think it sounds fine. Why don't you give it a shot and let us know how it works for you?
Well, I might also go ahead and make those traps,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, do both. I don't think one thing is enough. That's what I was going to talk about today on insect control anyway. So doing both, I think, is an excellent idea.
Yeah, I've used the mosquito dungs before.
Yeah, they're
especially
great.
When I've seen them in my runoff off my roof.
Yeah, BTI products are definitely part of my recommendations. Well, give that Terminex thing a shot. Give your traps a shot and get back with us. Let us know how it worked for you.
Certainly. Thank you.
Okay, appreciate the call.
Yep.
What I was going to talk about on mosquitoes was kind of along those lines. We're spraying BTI. We're putting out granulated cedar and or cedar oil when it can be located, the recommendations. And I'm doing a lot of this myself at our place. We have a huge mosquito situation. We have such a perfect environment for mosquitoes. And putting out garlic in a dry form and also spraying a liquid. In other words, alternating what you do. Mosquitoes are incredible, as a lot of you know, about being able to adapt to whatever your treatment is, and up to and including the BTI products. So what we're doing is we're doing garlic, we're doing cedar, we're doing the liquid BTI. I'm making traps along the lines of what she was talking about, but a little different in that I'm allowing two containers of water to remain. Instead of dumping all the water out, I've got two that are being kept on purpose, and they're going rancid and, you know, kind of yucky, making them attractive for mosquitoes to come in and lay their eggs in the water. And when the larvae try to emerge from that water, they die because I'm keeping BTI in the water, Bacillus thuringiensis israelensis, the mosquito dunks or the mosquito granules, the mosquito bits. So we're actually trying to attract them to those areas. We're also testing a new device, and we just started. Somebody contacted us about possibly advertising. Of course, we like to test things out, and it's a really cool, compact little device that uses a light to create, and the coating that's in the device, the combination creates carbon dioxide and an attractant for mosquitoes. And they're trapped, they're sucked in, and this little fan traps them in the bottom of the device. And it looks like it's going to be real good. But before I start recommending it to you highly, I wanted to use it for a while. There are a lot of dead mosquitoes in it. I've sat outside, and it hasn't totally eliminated them yet, but it looks promising. The whole idea looks really good. There's also a lot of moths that are being captured in it, which is fine. They're pests. But I want to inspect it and see, make sure that we're not going to be catching a lot of green lace wings and other beneficial insects in the process. So we'll keep you posted on how that goes. But any other ideas and techniques anybody has, like the last caller, that is absolutely fine and dandy. Let's see. Ken in Fort Worth is next up. Hello, Ken.
Hello, Howard. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks.
I want to identify the insect.
Okay, that really interesting-looking insect that's on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com is what?
The adult doodlebug.
Do you have my Texas bug book by any chance?
It's on page 46, yes, sir.
Okay, it's a little bit of a cheat, I guess, but not so much. It's a very interesting bug that a lot of people see, and they think, boy, that's got to be a pest. Those ferocious-looking fangs on the front and that long body. But you have identified it correctly, and you are the proud recipient of our new course. Congratulations.
Thank you. And I would recommend this bug book to anybody. I've got a lot of your books, but I probably use it more than any of them, especially this time of year. It's very, very helpful.
You know, I even use it myself from time to time because I forget sometimes the details. We've got a lot of information in there. The talk that I was going to tell everybody about that I did up in Oregon, the first day I talked about the basic organic program, and we didn't have a huge turnout. It was 99 degrees in Albany, Oregon, which was very unusual, and we were in a great big tent outside. So the next day I spoke on natural organic pest control, and we had a huge audience, and everybody came and had a great time. And the bug book that Mother Earth News brought, along with a lot of my other books, sold out in a minute. So you're right, it's kind of a popular subject for folks, I think.
Yeah, and I really appreciate your stuff. It's been very helpful to me, and I'm the one that called previously and said we're 100% organic, and it's your fault. So
okay, well, that's great. Well, let me put you on hold, make sure they got your information, and appreciate you calling and playing the contest with us, and we'll have another photograph for everybody next week. In the meantime, if you want to go the other route of having to pay for the course, and it's pretty reasonable for what it is, it's right on the cover homepage of dirtdoctor.com. I'll be back right after this.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com. To turn any space into a garden, it's easy with SmartPot. It's a fabric container that's portable, foldable, reusable, 100% BPA-free, provides better drainage than ceramic or clay pots, releases heat and prevents soil compaction and even circling roots. A really big deal. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to SmartPots.com. That's SmartPots.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic programs. Be healthier and help stop the broad-scale use of toxic chemical pesticides and fertilizers. Go to TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. Donate $60 or more and receive seeds from Howard's Garden, a pair of nomadic sandals, a $50 value. Help the TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org today.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty. Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. 866-444-3478. Let's catch up on some phone calls, and then I'll catch up on some other things. Jonathan in Waxahachie, Texas. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, Howard. I was going to call and guess the insect, but I hear someone else already has.
Yeah, kind of snuck in real quick. Sorry about that, but we'll have more opportunities.
For sure. I just had a question. You're speaking of fertilization. What kind of fertilizer would you recommend for fruit trees, kind of once they got to a size you want to keep them at?
Well, the thing about the natural organic program, Jonathan, is that we feed basically all plants with the same kind of fertilizers. And the reason is we're not really feeding the plants, we're feeding the soil. And having that healthy soil take care of the plants. So any of the organic fertilizers that you hear talked about here, Green Sense, Maestro, Grow, the Growing Green, you know, the Good Natured, any of the ones that, you know, you hear talked about here that are blends of various organic materials work fine on fruit trees. Now, we've got the entire natural organic fruit and pecan tree program that talks about that and talks about some other techniques that you can do, foliar feeding specifically. But basically, I recommend foliar feeding on all plants as well. It's just a little bit more critical on the fruit crops to do the Garrett Juice spray and early in the season to help ward off the plum curculio and other pests that pop up, adding some garlic or garlic pepper tea to the spray at pink bud. And then, you know, after the flowers have fallen and then along about this time, help quite a bit. But as far as the fertilization, we fertilize real early spring, early summer, and fall at the most with those organic blend products.
Yeah, it just seems like, as you know, when the tree is to a certain size, it seems like you'd want to use like a lower nitrogen fertilizer.
Well, that's the nice thing about the organic products. They're all low nitrogen fertilizers. So unless you really go crazy and just, you know, double or triple the volume and the frequency of fertilizing with organic fertilizers, you're not going to overdo and create a problem at all.
All right. And what pear trees would you recommend for this area?
Well, there's a bunch of different pear trees that do well. My favorite one that I would recommend that you try in the mix, and I guess my biggest recommendation to you would be to plant more than one. Orient's probably the easiest one to grow. The hardest one to grow that I'd recommend that you try would be any of the Asian pears. The fruit is so delicious, it's worth giving it a shot. The problem with Asian pears is that they're a little bit more sensitive to fire blight and some of the issues that fruit trees have. But planting the tree correctly, really high, using the organic techniques and following that program that we have on the website, this natural organic fruit and pecan tree program, you can be successful even with the Asian pears. But the easiest one is the Orient.
Perfect.
For your area.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. And by the way, that's something that I was going to mention on the conversation about my bug book, and the same kind of goes for the other books as well. I think it throws people a little bit that the word Texas is in quite a few of my books, especially the ones done early on. But most of my books, and especially the Texas bug book, is appropriate for people coast to coast and border to border, because the insect and disease problems are about the same and handled about the same, with a few exceptions. Some of the exotic things that are coming in from other countries, like the emerald ash borer and things like that, are specific just right now to the northeast. Unfortunately, they're starting to be talked about in other parts of the country as well. But for the most part, all my books are appropriate across the country if you adjust two things. One is timing when you do things, and the other is specific varieties of plants. And a lot of times, in most cases, you need to work with local experts about those specific varieties. Some of the things will work anywhere in the country, and we talk about that. But others, different plants grow in Albany, Oregon, where I was, than grow down in Texas. But, for example, one of the plants that I took pictures of, and I'll probably turn this into a newsletter. I'll for sure add a new entry on the website. One of the plants that I got some really good pictures of is Cryptomeria. And it is a plant that will grow in Dallas as well as up there. It gets a lot bigger and prettier and is easier to grow up there, but it is a Japanese lumber tree that is just gorgeous and soft and will grow pretty much anywhere in the country. And we talk about that more and more, which trees are the most universal to use. Very important subject. We'll give it to everybody else's calls. We do have a guest coming up. We're going to talk about garlic a little bit and some health issues, and then we'll get back to the phone lines at 866-444-3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com. The newsletter's free. Just fill out the form that's on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. And one of those buttons that's on the homepage will tell you about the natural organic certification course that we now have up and running. And we're really having a lot of activity and people getting signed up and getting all the way through the course. And I'm delighted that we're getting such good feedback. So check that out. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.